Welcome back. It's your Tuesday morning indie wake-up call on CFRC 101.9 FM. And you just heard two tracks from Ace of Wands. We had Future Wave, and we had Black River. And as you can tell, no Dean Hayden with you today. It's falling into my lap as Dean takes care of some business. Literally. He's got a new job, so I'm filling in the blanks as he gets acclimated to his new employment space. His new employment habitat, kind of like he's, I don't know, some kind of exotic lizard. So today we are taking the name Tuesday quite literally. So we've got two tracks back to back from the same artist all episode long. And that, of course, continues with Glass Dolls. We've got two tracks off their latest EP, Old Friend. We've got Disconnected Tone and Hesitation. We're going to hear from Ghost Etiquette, kind of an electronica act. We have got music coming up from Dead Summer. A little bit later on in the show, we've got music coming up from Glum, which always makes me think of Grum. You know, Grum. He loves crackers and snacks. okay, hopefully you're a Tim and Eric aficionado. You know Grum. You love Grum. If you're not a Tim and Eric aficionado, you may not be aware that Tim Heidecker has purchased, or rather, The Onion has purchased InfoWars and installed Tim Heidecker as essentially the new Alex Jones, which I think he's doing a fantastic job because he understands the Chud mind better than most. But I'm still, you know, I get it. The Onion's like, yeah, we're going to tarnish InfoWars and make them look silly. But it's like they always kind of look silly. It's the dumbest, reddest man in the world yelling. I'm of the opinion that you should probably just close InfoWars, because having it exist at all, period, is probably just a difficult thing for the, you know, people that have been touched by it, like the families of the Sandy Hook victims, who are the people that sued Alex Jones and InfoWars for, you know, lying about their children being crisis actors. Basically, that lawsuit and the victory awarded to the families, into the, I think the damages were into the billions of dollars, is what led to InfoWars closing. The Onion purchased it, and once again, installed Tim Heidecker, who does a great job. But I guess my question is, do we really need to have InfoWars exist in any capacity, even if it is a satirical one? And you can tell that it really does bother the Chuds that Tim Heidecker is in control of InfoWars, which was, I'm going to say, up until the last 5 years, kind of the only real media outlet for Chuddery. COVID changed that. Everybody became, well, everybody's a blogger, everybody's a content creator nowadays, but I feel like there's more disparate, like, dark money-funded Chud websites. But InfoWars is kind of like the classic, you know, it's Coke, and everything else is, I don't know, whatever new soda brands exist. Dr. Up, Lemon Pepper. I digress. Probably shouldn't have InfoWars, period, but it is nice that its fan base of red, divorced, no child custody chuds are upset that Tim Heidecker is going on there and basically just saying the same things Alex Jones said, but with a slight twist to them. So it's nice to see evil people caught up in the consequences of their own actions. But let's get back to the music. Coming up next, this is Glass Dolls with Disconnected Tone and Hesitation on your Tuesday morning indie wake-up call on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Thank you. Have you ever been to Extended Family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
and my friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love Extended Family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to Extended Family. Come and have some fun.
Music doesn't need a visa. 有些声音不用翻译也能听懂。No genre limits, Kukumonai. I'm your host, Hai Tong Ni. Tune in on Thursday morning in 10 a.m. on CFRC. This is From CN to CA.
So long without a peace. It's a bit
We're back. That was Dead Summer with two tracks off their Take It or Leave It EP. The first one you heard was Bloom, and the second one was the title track, Take It or Leave It. And folks, we are, about 26 minutes left or so on the clock here for your Tuesday morning indie wake-up call. This is your part-time pitch-in replacement host, Jesse Bell, here with you, and I'm pretty excited because I've got my first softball game of the season tonight. Unfortunately, it's in Joyceville, so we've got a bit of a trek on our way to get to that good softball goodness. But I'm looking forward to it all the same because it's something I added on to the athletic repertoire last year. Really enjoyed it. Even though we didn't win a game, we were absolutely dreadful, just the worst team you've ever seen. But it was a great deal of fun, so I'm looking forward to getting back into the swing of things. Coming up next, we've got two tracks from Glum. The first is Nerves Are Shot, and the second is Time Theft, both off the Nature Isn't Healing EP. So here we go, folks. CFRC, 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, all sorts of brand new Canadian content beamed live and direct to you fine folks, starting with this two-piece on Tuesday from Glum.
We'll be right back. My name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
The dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week we get a new randomly generated playlist courtesy of the Online Digital Media Library. We let fate decide and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m. That's an EP I've been playing a lot of lately. That's Weird Nightmares Hoopla. And the two tracks that you heard off Hoopla are Might See You There and Never in Style, which, hey man, I certainly relate to the latter. No doubt about it. Folks, it is Tuesday, May 12th, and this is a two-track edition of the Indie Wake Up Call, where we are playing back-to-back tracks off EPs from a whole bunch of great Canadian artists. Dean Hayden filling in for him for the next little bit as he gets used to his new job opportunities. To close out today's broadcast, we have got a two-piece from Brass Camel off their self-titled EP. We are going to close things out today with Careful What You Wish For and Ice Cold. And folks, if you enjoy what you heard today with me pinch hitting for the lovely Dean Hayden, you can check me out on Fridays 8 to 10 a.m. or Saturdays at 11 p.m. The Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call and Radio Roulette, which you heard a promo for earlier, respectively. So here we go, last two tracks for today. Brass Camel for both of them, Careful What You Wish For, and Ice Cold to close out this May 12th edition of the Tuesday Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca.
and we'll do it again.
The stars trace new horizons. The midnight sun slowly rises, and then it sets again.
Hello, 'tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episode